Welcome to Realcast, our regular look at the key news, research and themes in the market. I'm joined this week by Ron van Bloys and Richard Stevens. Over the past week, I was in Madrid for the ULI conference, interviewing both speakers and attendees and getting a sense of, I guess, where we are in the market before returning to London with news of both the resignation of Boris Johnson and the indictment of Donald Trump. So geopolitics highlighted there remains a major focus, as well as economics and particularly climate risk and sustainability. These were very big topics in Madrid with keynotes from Manuel Munez, Dame Deanne Julius and Sir Jonathan Porritt, all highlighting actually a pretty bleak outlook, but one that particularly for climate change, we have as an industry an opportunity to make a real difference. It was interesting to see Sir Jonathan also pick up on a story that we've been following around the insurance industry and the news that both State Farm and Allstate will no longer insure new homes in California due to climate risk. And this is potentially a hugely significant area for real estate as a sector. Ron, of course, a big focus on ESG this week at Pravada, the Dutch real estate fair, as well as an SHHA session on social impact and ESG outperformance.
Yeah, sure. Really looking forward to Richard. The Senior Housing and Healthcare Association is working very closely on actually interconnected themes. So it's not only about decarbonization, but it's especially about social impact strategies. And therefore, during the Provada, we will run a breakfast session in collaboration also with the Dutch Societeit. And I'm really looking forward to share knowledge about social impact strategies where we will focus on measurement, but also valuation of social impact. And that's really, I think, going to be a game changer because it will shift also the mindset in what do we measure? So not only on the asset level side, but also in terms of area development, the healthcare cost, and also from a policy making perspective in terms of how can we create sustainable healthcare and living environments for older adults. Oh, so I'm really looking forward to Amsterdam. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, and impact was a major focus at the Young Leaders Forum in Madrid. And very good to see speakers, including Rick Eertink of CBRE Investment Managers and Brett Ormerod as well of LaSalle sharing their insights. And one of the other things coming through quite strongly was demographics and particularly the focus on senior housing and healthcare. And obviously, there's going to be a session as well with EPRA coming up later this month, Ron.
Yeah, the summit in Brussels, it's also, I think, a representative for SHA, where we try to collaborate. So I'm really proud to collaborate with EPRA, because listed parties are really closely looking to the asset class of senior living and healthcare real estate. We're also more focused on benchmarking performances, and it's going to be a great session where the European Commission will deliver a keynote. We will run four expert panel discussions with some TEDx way of keynotes. So I'm really delighted to host this on behalf of the SHA next to my colleague Dominique from EPRA.
And Richard, a big contingent from CE Markets in Madrid. And actually a lot of comments around CE potentially as a focus for sustainability in the future. We've got the CE Summit coming up later this month. What are some of the key themes that you're looking to explore there in Warsaw?
I think, let's say slightly geopolitically, macroeconomically, Poland's in a very interesting situation. And when I say Poland, I mean wider CE, that the country and the region is in the spotlight globally because of the war next door in Ukraine. And there's a lot of global dynamics taking place. In supply chain, for example, there is a lot of hope in this part of the world that, after COVID, et cetera, showed up weaknesses in the supply chain, that manufacturing will be brought back to this region. I mean, it's, manufacturing, et cetera, is doing very well in this part of the world, but competing with China, India, et cetera. And then the European logistics market, let's say, the Central Eastern European region has looked again very attractive. I think the same with the rest of the world about the office market looking, it's still taking time to filter what the real effects of COVID and people moving, moving out of the office and will they come back? My understanding is that in Warsaw, it's come back quite strongly, but in regional cities, it's more difficult. And retail is coming back. And I was talking to an investment manager recently who said that, you know, the retail market in this part of the world is looking again interesting for international investors. In the CE Summit, which is on the 22nd of June, which we, of course, co-organize, one nice aspect of that is that we're bringing journalists from around Europe to Poland for the event. So we'll be showing the region to a wider audience and otherwise. And Warsaw is developing incredibly dynamically, as everyone in Poland and everyone connected to the Polish market knows, but maybe other people don't realize it. And so they'll get a nice surprise at some of the big projects going ahead. And we'll be talking about the supply chain, of course, and then, you know, the changing face of FDI and how that's much more comprehensive than it used to be, with big international potential manufacturers, people looking to set up their European back offices, etc. So, you know, a lot of interesting things to come up at the event.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to hear the views of both local market experts as well as the international speakers such as Simon Robson-Brown of Morgan Stanley Investment Management, also Marcus Seelebeck of Patrizia, Sally Brewer of Cushman & Wakefield. So very much looking forward to joining you there in Warsaw. Interesting that you mentioned retail. I've also seen a growing focus on retail, mainly in private conversations at the moment, but it does suggest that it won't be too long before perhaps we begin to see maybe retail funds coming through again into the market. Other news I spotted this week was Redevco acquiring Dutch residential real estate specialist Life Europe, which Redevco has relaunched as its new residential arm, Redevco Living. And it was good to catch up with Clemens Brenningmeier in an interview in Madrid, which we'll publish later this week. In People Moves, Jürgen Fenck joined Eastdil. I saw Richard Dival moving to asset management firm London and Oxford Group. And congratulations to both on the move. And congratulations as well to the ULI Leader Award winners, Ali Ingram, Andrea Carpenter, and Mayor Ahmed Aboutaleb of Rotterdam. I'm going to leave the final words to Sir Jonathan Porritt, as his advice to the attendees in Paris was, buckle up, fuckleheads. Thanks, Ron and Richard. Thank you for joining us, and look forward to seeing those who can join us in Amsterdam, London, Warsaw, and Brussels. Thank you, everyone.